So, Harry, Cat said, any clue for me who you're supposed to be? Harry's outfit nearly matched Cat's in sumptuous material, but the comparison ended there. A waist-length cape, open to show a ruffled white shirt unbuttoned at the top, trousers fit more like dancers' leggings, and all of it topped off with a cap that he could only describe as rakish, complete with an iridescent feather shooting out the back. I'd better just tell you, I am a pirate. Harry grinned as he stuck one leg out and did a half bow. I've met some pirates in my time, but that, not exactly what I expected either. But apparently, back in the days of Walter Raleigh and other seafaring rapscallions, the commanders of ships that did the looting also had a keen sartorial sense. And that, said Cat, nodding to the cutlass that swung from a belt around his waist. Harry stepped back a safe distance.